It is Monday, August 23rd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Later on this edition of Ozarks, the 2012 Fayetteville Roots Festival is approaching. This year's menu includes a deep commitment to local food, John Prine on stage, and a live worldwide webcast. Plus, John Cheddar, the music director of the Fort Smith Symphony, will explain what we can expect when he raises the baton on the new season this fall. And in just a few minutes, the first day of business for the new Gene Tyson Child Development Center on the University of Arkansas campus. But first, the University of Arkansas has done it once again during the 2012 fiscal year, which ended June 30th. The U of A raised more than $100 million for the second consecutive year. The university's goal was $103 million, but raised over $108 million. It's the second largest year-end fundraising total for the university. Of that money, which includes outright gifts of cash, in-kind gifts, planned gifts, and new pledges, about $26 million, or about one-fourth, is earmarked to support athletics and the Razorback Foundation. 31% of donations came from individual alumni, friends, faculty, and staff, 35% from corporations, 26% came from foundations, and about 8% came from other organizations. Voters in Springdale will decide tomorrow whether to approve more than $70 million in bonds for city improvements. Residents will vote on three separate bonds that would build three new fire stations, two new parks, and many street improvements, including the construction of the interchange at Interstate 540 and the Don Tyson Parkway. Wyman Morgan, Springdale Finance and Communications Director, says taking the improvement projects to a bond election is the option that makes the most sense.
It matches the payment of the bonds with the benefit of the infrastructure. If you have to save up, say, for 15 or 20 years for an infrastructure project, people are paying the tax may have moved away or may have passed on or for whatever reason, may not be here to use it once it gets built. If you do the bond issue, then the people that are paying the tax for the bond issue are also the ones benefiting from the improvement.
Morgan says one of the parks that would be built from the bond money would include a splash pad to help relieve some of the strain on the city's aquatic park. Meanwhile, an effort to get the issue of Sunday liquor sales on the ballot in Springdale is moving forward. Last week, the city could not verify enough petition signatures turned in to put the issue on the November 6th general election ballot. Jim Phillips is the president of the Springdale Liquor Association, which owns all but one of the liquor stores in Springdale.
We turned in originally about 2,400 signatures. But I think on a lot of them, the signatures were illegible. Somebody might not have been registered to vote and those type issues. And so we came up 263 signatures short. So we have 10 days to gather additional signatures. And so far, we've probably gathered another a few hundred right now. So we'll be turning those in the meantime to let them continue to count to see how many we need to get.
Sunday liquor sales are not only an issue in Springdale. Last week, the city of Taneytown certified enough signatures on petitions to put the issue on that city's November ballot. Three schools in the region have been honored by the Arkansas Department of Education by being included on the 2011 Exemplary Schools list. According to thecitywire.com, the department named 19 schools in the state as exemplary, including Pea Ridge Middle School, Haas Hall Academy Charter School in Fayetteville, and Kingston Elementary School. 3 years' worth of school state benchmark and end-of-course exam results are used to determine math and literacy scores required to make the list. To retain exemplary status, schools must meet annual measurable objectives in math and science in the overall student population, as well as in all subgroups that contain at least 25 students. A group that wants to put the issue of medical marijuana on the November 6th state general election ballot is submitting a second round of petitions to the Office of State Attorney General Dustin McDaniel today. Arkansans for Compassionate Care had to collect a second round of signatures after more than 20,000 of the original signatures in the first round of petitions were thrown out by the Secretary of State's office. Shannon Stees is the group's communications director.
We're turning in our second turn-in to meet the 26,012 signatures that were rejected last time by the Secretary of the State. We have to compensate for that. We have approximately 73,000 more signatures that we're turning in today. So we've already looked at our signatures, we've pre-validated them, and we believe that the Secretary of State's going to find, like we have, that we have more than enough to make the ballot.
According to the organization's website, the initiative would allow medical marijuana only for patients with a qualifying medical condition, including cancer, glaucoma, HIV, or post-traumatic stress disorder, or patients with a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition. The Razorback men's basketball team has won the first of four exhibition games in Italy. The Hogs took the win last night over Amici del Campetto, 129-87. Junior Madrakis Wade scored 24 points. Junior transfer Cody Clark had 18 points and 7 rebounds for Arkansas. The next game for the Razorbacks tonight against a team from Lithuania. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals dropped 2 of 3 this weekend to the Midland Rockhounds at Arvest Ballpark. The Naturals won 5-4 Friday night, but lost both Saturday and last night to Frisco. The Naturals will have another chance to topple the Rough Riders tonight at 7 before going on the road to start a series in Midland, Texas on Wednesday. 20% chance of rain tonight, but expect clear to partly cloudy conditions with a low in Fayetteville of 61 and a low in Fort Smith in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. Otherwise, partly cloudy with highs of 82 in Fayetteville and a high tomorrow in Fort Smith in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, slight chance of rain, partly cloudy with a low in Fayetteville of 64, low in Fort Smith tomorrow night of 72.